Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Once again, we are back. We are live and in living color for episode 17 of the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and best-selling author of the book entitled Process, and I'm excited that you're here today joining us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and just hop into this week's topic. I hope your week has been great. I hope your week has been wonderful, but one thing that we did this week was we popped a poll up on Twitter. And on Twitter, the poll plain and simply read, which one would win? And the choices were education or entrepreneurship. And out of the 25 votes that were accumulated through the process of this tally, and the grand total was, drum roll, please, 68% for education and 32% voted for entrepreneurship. I was really, really, really excited just to get back the feedback that some of you all shared with me, and also getting the comments and different insights that y'all took the time to share. One gentleman by the name of Solomon Mitchell, he's currently a UNT student. He's an entrepreneur, and he's also the CEO of Inspire Clothing. And he had this to say in regards to the poll. And his quote reads, I would say it's definitely education. The essence of having an education will pave the way and supply you with the tools necessary for entrepreneurship. Without a solid foundation of education, being able to handle the most important aspects of entrepreneurship and managing would be virtually impossible. And from hearing Solomon's thoughts, I would definitely just have to agree with him. Because my personal story was, I received my high school diploma barely received my high school diploma, but I had the opportunity to walk that stage. Next, I definitely struggled initially, but then I was able to also receive my associates from Richland Junior College out in Dallas, Texas. Then I zoomed out there to East Texas, where I attended the University of Texas at Tyler, and that's where I received my bachelor's. Although in each area of my life, it was difficult because going to college out of high school, I didn't necessarily want to, but I knew that that was what was next. Going to get my undergrad just to finish up my four-year degree. Once again, I did it because I knew that was next. And then now currently I'm in pursuit to get my master's in counseling. So I'm about a year out from getting that. But with all that being said, I definitely feel where Solomon's coming from. Understanding or his voice on seeing education as being a pillar and education being very pivotal in entrepreneurship. So, Solomon, thank you for taking the time and sharing that with me, as well as thank you for taking the time to vote. So as we go ahead, I just want to just go ahead and dive in today. So let's unpack education first. And like I wanted to share with you all, I'm going to go back and forth today. I'm going to talk some things about education. I'm going to go some ways and talk about entrepreneurship. So you might say, John, there's no structure in this episode. There is structure. It's just organized chaos. So just be aware. I'm going to go back and forth just so that both points can be shared. And feel free, if you want to live tweet us or anything like that, to just tweet us at speak, the letter Y, and success. So we can hear your feedback and we can just hear your opinions, your thoughts, etc. Because we would just love to hear what you have to say. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And of course, we would love for your input on the show. So thank you. And let's go ahead and continue to move forward. So we're talking about this world of academia. We're talking about unpacking education. And I had the opportunity to read a Washington Post article that was written in 2015, and then it stated that more than 4 out of 5 college students graduated without a job. Ugh. As I began to reflect on my own life, in their defense of them writing this article, when I graduated, I was jobless as well. And this was attributed to the fact that I didn't take part or I didn't take initiative in getting any internships. Also, this could have been a direct result of where I was searching for work after I graduated. Multiple different factors are at play here. I don't know if you are in this same situation or were in this same situation. But, you know, my initial thought was, they tell us, I know you're supposed to go to school, you go to college, so this makes you more marketable and you can get hired. But according to that statistic, it almost seems like a direct contradiction of the information that's shared. And as I began to do a little bit more research and I began to read more about academia, what they're currently doing, some institutions are taking some huge steps right now to support students and their desires to even ultimately explore entrepreneurship. Some of those institutions include Harvard, Wharton, Columbia, and a few other business schools are now offering programs specifically encouraging entrepreneurship by providing students, you know, with specific funding, or they're also providing support to help them pursue ambitions of launching or working for a startup. And that is amazing, because how often can we say that we've heard teachers or we've heard instructors or counselors say that some of the students in their classrooms are educated beyond what the work is that's in front of them. And then they oftentimes get labeled as troubled kids. They oftentimes get labeled as those individuals causing problems in the classroom because they've completed their work or they're way beyond a level of intellect for the work that's before them. Never even thinking about the fact that some of these individuals could be extremely bright and some of them could be looking for opportunities to get in place to pursue entrepreneurship or even start their own business or work for a startup. Like some of these institutions said that they're providing funding to put these students in position. And I don't know if that's how it was for y'all as you were going through high school, preparing for college. But I know for me personally, I don't believe that when I was in high school, I was ready to pursue my own business, or I was even thinking about that. When I was in high school, I was literally just trying to make sure that I can graduate. As I told y'all before, I'm going to get to the place where I'm going to share my story in high school about how I had the worst senior year ever. But that's not the topic today. And just making sure that I had to graduate from high school, and, you know, that was the major focus for me at that time. But now we're still going to keep listing off a little bit more information just so that y'all can have a complete and holistic view of this topic today, education versus entrepreneurship. There's also even some other schools that we're talking about, like Babson College, that offers an entrepreneurship curriculum. Wow. And this is helping students sharpen their skills so that they can succeed specifically around idea generation, opportunity recognition, resource acquisition, and entrepreneurial management. This is amazing that they're opening these doors now in universities and in college institutions to where that they can be prepared and set up ultimately to have long-term success in the field of entrepreneurship. And lastly, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, there's Tufts and Princeton, are all offering financial support for students who take a gap year after high school to explore non-academic experiences. I didn't know what a gap year was, so I had to look it up. And this is something that's common in Europe as well as in Australia. But as of late, more American students have been taking advantage of these gap years. And this is something that's taken to help students increase motivation and performance and to make them better thinkers and citizens. The main purpose is so that they can be immersed in new experiences, new environments that can expand their skills and their perspectives so that they can see themselves and their world in a new light. Pretty dope, huh? I didn't even know what a gap year was before, but now reading this, I began to think this makes so much sense, because if you've grown up in the United States and the culture of the United States is all that you're used to, how can you even be fully aware of everything else that there is out there, all the other opportunities that are out there? It doesn't even present itself because you're just immersed in our culture. In the United States, for instance, when other people from other countries come here, we expect them to speak English. You should speak English. You're in the United States. That's just how it works. No, I think that's a little bit ignorant, because if you go to any other country, for the most part, I haven't been all around the world, so I can't speak about all these other countries. But for the most part, I believe most countries speak at least two languages. for the most part, if not more. But we're here expecting people to speak English because they're in America. So get it together, people. No, I think we need to get it together. That's one challenge that I'm going to put out for myself. It's not going to be right now. However, this challenge that I would like to accomplish, that I was talking with my creative director, Reginald Titus, who just launched Natural Hair, the movie. Kudos, Reginald. Kudos. Great production. But the challenge is for me to learn Spanish, because I feel that if I don't know multiple languages, then how can I be the most effective that I would like to be? So that's just something that me and Reginald were talking about one day. And I think that ultimately would help me be more effective, if it be in education or if it even be entrepreneurial. Right. So now with that being said, we're going to go ahead and transition. We're going to switch gears and let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurship, because we're just talking about education and we're just talking about the current advances that they're doing in education as they're intertwining entrepreneurship into their university, into their coursework, into their curriculum, even into creating an opportunity for a gap year so that students can take that time off and get away and learn more about themselves, learn more about different areas that they want to study, and just immerse themselves in a new lifestyle, which I think is super dope. And to kick off the entrepreneurial side, let's just go to a quote from the late, great Steve Jobs in his now famous speech that he did at the Stanford commencement ceremony. And this quote reads, "Looking back at it, was one of the best decisions I've ever made." And this was him standing up, speaking on entrepreneurship, well, primarily speaking on leaving and dropping out of college to pursue entrepreneurship. And I can only imagine what the parents were thinking as they sat in the audience and they looked at this man and they began to say, "Why are you telling my kids to be an entrepreneur? I just spent all this money on their degree and you want to tell them to just leave it all? What is wrong with you, Steve Jobs? Get it together." But ultimately, it was a commencement ceremony, so they were graduating. Calm down, parents. They were graduating. Calm down. Okay. Speaking on entrepreneurship, through this entrepreneurial journey, right, an individual has the opportunity to truly fail forward. I think that's one of the best benefits when it comes to entrepreneurship, because typically for me, when I think of education, and I think it's similar to bowling with bumpers on, you know, typically you go to the bowling alley, the children, they like, "Oh, put on the bumpers for the kids' party. We don't want the balls to go in the gutter because the kids get sad if they roll gutter balls." And I think that's how education is, because education is set up in a way to where we go through a certain structure. For education, you know, they have curriculum, they have syllabi. They put these things in place so that there is a order. You go into class one day, they have daily objectives. You go into class for the week, they have objectives for the week, they have objectives for the month, they have objectives for the year. And this creates less friction. This creates less distractions because you have an order, you have a structure, you have a specific curriculum. In comparison to entrepreneurship, I would compare entrepreneurship being like bowling with the bumpers off, because the gutter is out there and you can fail going if you go too far right. You can fail if you go too far left. But just as with the bumpers and without the bumpers, if you do what you need to do both places, you follow straight through. Then you can hit a strike regardless if the bumpers are on or if the bumpers are off. And just thinking about that, it brings us to another stat. And in 2013, there was a survey that was taken, and this survey stated that 66% of small business owners around the world said that they believe their education system did not encourage individual ideas and dreams. And these are two key ingredients in any recipe for entrepreneurship. Some of y'all might think and say, "Wait a minute, John, what are you really saying?" Well, I'm going to tell you right now, actually, is what I'm really saying. Because entrepreneurs typically are visionaries. Entrepreneurs are individuals who think big. Like it said, they have individual ideas and individual dreams. And if you're being real with yourself and being honest, and you think back to a time where you were in one of your classes, if it be middle school, high school, et cetera, college, wherever, you're taught to ask for permission. Can I use this source for my essay? Is this a credible source? Is it okay if I read this book for the project? Versus being all out in entrepreneurship, there's truly a lack of direction, or there's the freedom for you to create your own direction, for you to choose your own path, for you to do your own research. And there's no bounds on it ultimately, because if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to figure out how to do something, you can go to YouTube. You can research on the internet. You can see what books maybe your favorite business owner, your favorite business influencer might be reading, or a mentor. Depending on where you are in your journey, you might say, I haven't figured it out yet. I need more guidance. I need more structure. Then that's when coaches come into play. And coaches help you lay out the blueprint. What they help share with you what you need to know. Does this happen in all cases? No, it does not. No, it does not. However, when we begin to go back to the educational realm, there are certain things that you're expected to know. That's why they have the standardized test. The standardized test, after you get those results back, they're expecting you to meet a certain criteria there. And if you don't meet that, then that says the teacher's not doing their job. Is that always the case? No, it's not. But still, there are certain things put in place to make sure that, okay, you can read. Okay, you can pass to the next grade. Okay, now you're good at math. Now you can do this level of math, so now we can move you forward. But that's something that's not really measured through entrepreneurship. Through entrepreneurship, individuals they're truly their own measuring stick. And being your own measuring stick, now this is when it comes to discussing entrepreneurship and seeing it more so on the creative side, viewing things more so as a creation, not just learning info to put down on a paper or learning info to take a test and ultimately never needing that information again. Because education is something that should set us up to be productive and effective and efficient throughout the rest of our lives, to have free space to grow in taste and talent and even free ideas before getting to the place of time where we're hit with all the pressures of the world and all the stress of everything around us. Because we have to understand that ebbs and flows come on both sides. If we're talking entrepreneurship, if we're talking education, entrepreneurship, you're just trying to grow that first product and you're trying to get that first sale, because that's really what matters. Because once you get one, then you can get two. And once you get two, then you can get three. That's what my coach, Kendall Fickling, always says. And it definitely is true. And then when you go to education, sometimes it's, okay, let me get this degree. Let me get that degree. Let me get this certification. Let me get that. And correct me if I'm wrong, feel free, because I'm not an education expert and I don't necessarily want to be. So feel free to correct me if I am wrong anywhere in what I'm saying. But these are just my own personal opinions from what I've experienced throughout my life, as far as through the realm of academia, as well as through entrepreneurship. But my thoughts began just on the surface of while looking at y'all's surveys, seeing education and seeing entrepreneurship. Now I view them, initially I wanted to separate them, but the more I began to look at the surveys, the more I began to do some research, I began to see them more so hand in hand. However, you know, some people might want to throw some names in the hat and they might say, I want to be the next Steve Jobs. I want to be the next so-and-so. I want to be the next Kanye West. Well, you want to talk about Kanye? Let's talk about Kanye just a little bit. I did a little bit of research on Mr. West. And although Mr. West, we see him now, we see him on the big screen now, we see him on the Grammys, we see him everywhere. But Mr. West put in his fair share of work. As I began to research and see the timeline of what Kanye West actually went through, I just want to give you a brief rundown. Because Kanye West, at 13 years of age, his mother helped him cut his first record. He said they cut this record in a very dingy basement studio where his first song was entitled Green Eggs and Ham. Later, his mother, Dondria West, who was friends with the Chicago producer No ID, who Kanye West makes mention of all the time throughout multiple of his records, she connected the two boys and they began to work together. And West, ultimately, through his determination and through his hard work, then he was provided a scholarship. For one semester, he had a scholarship to the American Academy of Art. And after this time, his scholarship eventually ran out, unfortunately. And once that came to a close, then his mother happened to be an English teacher at Chicago State University, where Kanye said, you know what, Mom, let me get some of that action. So then he began to attend school there. But after some time, Kanye said, Mom, this isn't for me. This is not for me. So then he just left. His mom said, okay, son, that's fine. You know, this is going to break my heart. I don't want to see you leave. I don't want to see you go, because y'all know how parents are. They want you to take pride in education. They want you to see the value in education, because they saw value in education. They know education was the way for them. So sometimes they might want education to be the way for us. And that's if you have a parent that comes from an educated background. So after he dropped out, Kanye said, you know what? I'm going to get this telemarketing job, which he began grinding, getting a telemarketing job. He would get off work, come home, work on his beats until 4 a.m. is what he told Complex Magazine. Crazy. After putting in all that grind, all that effort, then he sold his first beat in 1998 to a local Chicago artist by the name of Gravity. And after that same year, then he sold another beat to a guy by the name of Jermaine Dupri. You might be familiar with JD of So So Def. Following that, fast forward a little bit of time, then Kanye was able to launch his debut album, College Dropout, in 2004, which toppled the charts. So from being 13 years old and then fast forwarding to 2004, where he toppled the charts after he began to make beats for Jay-Z, Jermaine Dupri, Foxy Brown, many other artists. I just want to share with you today that entrepreneurship is a sprint. And likewise with education as well. Although they oftentimes may be separated, through the midst of it all, you need to learn to be an entrepreneur. And in order to be truly effective in life, you have to have some form of education. Did Kanye get a college degree? Not to my knowledge, or not to the research that I've seen. Although Kanye has been doing music and working on producing beats since he was 13 years old. Come on, somebody. Since he was 13, he was in the basement rapping, doing beats. Whoo! And at times, you know, I tell myself, I say, I'm ready to blow up some days. I tell myself, why haven't I arrived just yet? Why aren't I having the opportunity to speak in the biggest of arenas and getting checks for $100,000 to speak? The harsh reality of it all is that I haven't put in the time. I need to read more. I need to learn more. I need to learn the true mechanics of my craft. Especially if this is something that I say that I want to do specifically for the profession of my choosing for my life. And as I continue to learn more, I'll be exposed to more and to greater opportunities. And that applies for you as well. If you're someone all out pursuing entrepreneurship, the more problems you seek to solve, the more solutions you can and will create. Or if you're an educator, the more you learn, the more you can teach, which opens a whole new world to you. Ultimately, the amount of impact we are able to make in our lives will be a result of decisions that we make. So be sure to choose wisely, my friends. Now we're going to go ahead and transition into the winner circle of the week. Can I get a drum roll, please? And today in the winner circle, today we want to acknowledge Mr. Samuel Randall. And you can follow him at High Five Digital, H-I-G-H, the number 5 in digital. Let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Randall. As the video producer of High Five Digital and content producer with Raven Turner and Associates, Samuel works every day to ensure that H5D leads the industry in video content production. Samuel will stop at nothing to help his clients bring their vision to life in video production. If you have an upcoming event and you want it recorded or edited, don't hesitate to reach out to Samuel. And you can visit his website at high5digitalvideo.com. And I've personally seen the work ethic of Mr. Randall. This brother here grinds day after day, working an overnight job, going from engagement to engagement. He's pumped out some quality content for Raven Turner. He's done some stuff with the Wright Twins, with their art shows, and many other people in the Dallas area, as well as he's done some work with the Miami Heat when they won the finals with LeBron. This brother's worked with the Boston Red Sox. If you have not done any work with this brother, you need to go ahead, follow him on Instagram at High Five Digital and visit his website, High Five Digital Video. He's also shot some video content for me as well. Very grateful to have the relationship with Mr. Randall, and definitely going to continue to work with him in my business for sure. So, Brother Sam, congratulations. You're inducted now into the winner's circle. And now for our quote of the week. This comes from one of our avid listeners, and her Twitter handle is at BLK in grad school. That's at Black in grad school. And her quote simply read, "Run your own race. Focus on your own wins." As I began to read that, I thought that that was so pivotal for this episode because it just makes sense. Sometimes we might be meant to be in the field of academia or the land of academia, and we see other people doing entrepreneurial things, and then we say, well, let me just try that because I just want to be like them. Granted, if you have an idea and you think it's something that you really want to carry out, do that. But just like we talked about in 30 for 30, don't scoreboard watch. Don't do something just because somebody else is doing it. If you feel that you have an inkling and you feel that this is something that you want to pursue, then pursue it. But don't pursue it just because somebody else is doing it. Be encouraged, friends. Stay in your lane. Run your race. Focus on your own wins, as Black in Grad School reminds us. And before we get ready to close out the show, we want to send out a special shout out to our listeners in Canada, our listeners in Japan, our listeners in the UK, and our listeners in France. Y'all have been showing out. I would encourage y'all to tweet, speak the letter Y in success, just so we can check in with you, just so we know who you are, so we can put a name with a face, so we can give you a shout out on Twitter as well, and just so we can welcome you, because we definitely appreciate you taking the time to listen all the way across the globe. We're definitely grateful for you. And we also want to shout out Crystal Clear, because she has her own self-entitled podcast, which is Crystal Clear. And she's definitely been a listener. She's been giving us comments. She's been giving us feedback, and we're grateful for her. She has a phenomenal podcast. Go ahead and check her out. She keeps it transparent. She keeps it real. She keeps it honest. And also Black in Grad School. Duh. She has a podcast that's encouraging others who are going through grad school and just giving some tangible tips and some application for self-care and all that good stuff. So we just want to take a minute to shout them out and thank them for listening. As we prepare to go ahead and close it out, if you would like to submit a topic or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, shoot us an email to jonathan@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Or if there's an upcoming event and you're looking to book me as a speaker or place an order for an autographed copy of Process, please feel free to visit jonathanjonesspeaks.com. And friends, this is best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams.